This is the Aston Martin Heritage Podcast with Gary Taylor.
Steve, we've got a Vanquish S in front of us here at HWM Aston Martin. So why do we have this car here?
Well, today, Gary, we're going to talk a bit about Vanquish history in a bit later. But what we're actually doing at the moment is we're about to reunite the Vanquish with a real legend of AML, Les Goble. So Les used to be our senior instructor, driving instructor back in the day when this car was being engineered and when it was launched. So Les did all the development, or a lot of the development, driving and testing, and saw the car through to launch, right the way through to the end of its life. And very importantly, taught all of us how to drive the car. So really what we're going to do today is we're going to make a short film, which we hope everybody that owns a Vanquish will watch as a little refresher. And also anybody that likes the idea of a Vanquish, but maybe is a little bit worried about the rumours they've heard about the gearbox being this, that and the other. When the cars were new, when you bought a car, you were given a driving performance driving course. So brand new owner, brand new car, would do a driving course for a whole day. And what we found was once people did that, they would have a lot less trouble, if any at all. So that reduced the warranty claims, etc. So it made what was a very new type of gearbox very easy to understand for the first owner. And we did the same with all the dealership staff. They all had to be trained. All of us were trained how to drive them. So it was all okay, providing whoever was buying a car was buying a car from somebody that had done the training.
Right.
Because otherwise, you get sort of exposed in the world of hand-me-down stories, and you know,
yeah.
And that's where I think a lot of the problems have come over the years. Are people that are buying the cars now, maybe buying them from people that have never been trained in how to drive them. So what we're doing today is we're going back in time and we're recreating on film. This is how you drive a Vanquish.
I think it's going to be a good day. I see Les is chomping at the bit to get the behind the wheel of the Vanquish. So we just finished this podcast intro just here, and I'll catch you again later. Hello, Les. Les Goble. It's been a delight to see you again. How are you doing?
Yeah, very well, thank you. It's rather lovely to be invited down here to drive one of the original Newport Pagnell Vanquishes. I spent thousands of hours driving them, and it all comes flooding back. That's what a wonderful car it is.
It must bring back some happy memories, because I think you started with the DB7s, and obviously you morphed quite easily into the Vanquish, wasn't it? So this must be a special memory for you.
Yes, yeah. I think particularly for this car, because this is when Aston Martin, being owned by Ford, actually had some funding to do a brand video. So if any of you have seen the butterfly video up on the North Yorkshire Moors in Newcastle, I was very lucky to be doing all the driving for that.
Butterfly video? What's that about?
Oh, it's the yin and yang. So you've got the power of the Vanquish and the beauty of the butterfly. So if you see the video, the actor is driving the Vanquish in the countryside, and he finds a butterfly in the car. So he stops it on the North Yorkshire Moors, and he captures the butterfly and lets it out of the window. And at the end of the video, it says, "No butterflies were harmed making this film."
Isn't that just great? I think we're going to have to try and do a Google and a YouTube search on this one. That's great. How was it for you when you was first introduced to the car with this paddle shift? It was quite an education. Was it a challenge for you to get to grips with it?
It was a brand new project. If you remember, just before Vanquish came out, Ferrari had introduced 355 with a paddle shift. And I did some work with that car down at Goodwood before I joined Aston Martin. So I was aware of this system. So my first dealings with the Vanquish was the brand video, and then straight after that we designed a performance driving course for customers, and then of course all the dealer training, because it's so important to understand the car and the functionality of the car. You need to remember, this is basically, it's a manual car, and they put a little adapter on top of a 6-speed gearbox, and it changes gear through hydraulics. A bit like the clutch pedal, you don't push the clutch down, hydraulics opens and shuts the clutch. And it's that understanding of how that works, that it is a manual car, that once you understand it, you'll just fall in love with the car, and it just becomes an absolute pleasure to drive. And one of my first experiences, when we designed the performance driving course for customers, the very first customer came over from Europe. I spent the day with him, we did the course, and at the end of the day he said, "Les, I love this car, it is fantastic, but if I hadn't have done the performance driving course, I would have collected it from my dealership and I would have handed it back because I didn't understand it." So at that point, I said to Bill Donnelly, "Bill, we need to write a driving guide for this car."
Because I think Bill was on PR marketing at the time, wasn't he, marketing director?
Yeah, that's right, he was the marketing director. And so I wrote a driving guide, which we sent out to all the dealerships, and it was actually translated into four different languages. But as you say, this is 20 years ago. So as salespeople move on, or the cars go from an Aston dealership to a used car salesperson, this knowledge disappears. And as you rightly say, someone could get in it, not quite understand what's happening, and it's quite jerky and they don't like it. But behind the scenes, that gearbox is fantastic.
Why do you think people think the gearbox is or was the problem?
I think it's because people don't realise it is a pure manual car.
That's right. I think most people think it's an automatic,
exactly,
isn't it?
And if think back when you took your driving test, how do you do a hill start? You bring the car to a halt, you apply the handbrake, and then when you accelerate, you release the handbrake. Vanquish is exactly the same. But what did we see on television? We saw certain Mr. Clarkson on a slipway by a harbour. The car's on a slope, and he takes his foot off the brake. You've got 2 ton of car rolling backwards towards the water, and he's trying to pick it up on a slipping clutch moving forwards. Now, you'd fail your driving test if you did that.
Yeah.
But if you realise it's a manual car and you just put the handbrake on, there'd be no problem. And exactly the same when you're driving as well. If you drive, say, with a 50% throttle, say you've got a reasonable torque demand, when you upshift, you get a nodding dog effect. But all you've got to do is slightly ease off the gas pedal when you upshift.
Yes,
and all
yes.
of a sudden, it becomes silky smooth. And this is what I mean. It needs you to drive the car.
What did you think when you heard of the manual gearbox conversions with the gear stick to perhaps counter these criticisms? What did you think to that?
Why?
Yeah.
I did... There are some people that love a manual gear shift.
Yeah.
I mean, that goes on today, we know
yes.
that. And those people, fully entitled to drive a manual car. I really didn't see the point of converting what is a fantastically engineered car, wonderful to drive. Why would you change it? Because you don't understand it. And I think it destroyed the character of the car.
Right.
Remember, this is the first car. And Dr. Betts joined the company. Do you remember the logo? Power, beauty, soul.
Yeah.
Where did the soul come from? That was a Vanquish. It wasn't the DB7. It came out with Vanquish. And we all agree, that car had something about it.
Yeah.
It had the power, 6-litre V12. You know, it had the beauty. That design is iconic. But it had soul. It really was a car that spoke to you.
What are we doing here, Matt?
We are setting up the cameras, ready to go on a dynamic drive. Get some funky angles for the viewers.
Right, okay.
Yes, interesting. All set up, ready to go?
Perfect. Right, just going to get into the car with Liz. Here we go. Start off, lovely.
Brake. I'm in first gear, but the clutch is open 15%.
Okay.
Now, people say, oh, should I drop it into neutral? Well, how long would you sit here with your foot on a clutch pedal? That's quite heavy.
Yeah.
It's that kind. They're not going to change imminently, and I know I've got quite a long wait, so I'll just drop it into neutral.
Yes.
Yeah? But if I could get out very quickly, I'd just leave it in first gear.
There you go.
So this is my chance. So the people are nice to me.
Everyone lets an Aston Martin out.
Don't they just?
Look at that. We've got a chase car with a BMW saloon. I think they may be trapped for a while because nobody's going to let a BMW out.
Actually, actually, they're following me.
Oh, right.
So that's a result. So
did they indicate?
I think it was, I'm coming out regardless.
Tell you something, Les, as we're driving along, we've just gone, you know, from the gearbox and we're into fifth and it's just been seamless.
Yes, again, without even me thinking about it, I'm doing this slight relaxation on the throttle pedal when I change up.
Yeah.
Now, admittedly, we're only going slow speed and a very light throttle, so therefore there's not very much torque demand going through the car. But if I was driving with a more aggressive throttle, which we might do later on the dual carriageway, I do what I did with Steve. I do it without the throttle modulation, and then I do it with, and you see the difference.
Okay.
And you notice I've got the small button on.
Yes, I saw you just put it on.
That doesn't change the engine or the traction control. All it does is speed up the gear shift.
Okay.
So you're not waiting for that manual gear shift to take place. And there's really good speed matching as well. I'm in third gear, look, and I just pick second. Seamless.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, perfect speed matching. Now I'm going to do a jerky upshift. I'm going to put more throttle demand.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, now feel this. Third gear.
Yeah.
Feel it?
Yeah, snap there.
Right, yeah.
So why was that?
Because there's not you're not removing the torque demand.
Right.
And you're getting this jerky gear shift because the torque is there as soon as it goes into third.
Right.
So I'm going to do the same again. Again,
okay.
Only slow speed.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a little bit more throttle. So accelerating, ease off, upshift, squeeze throttle.
You wouldn't know. It was seamless. Just so, that subtle, just...
It's so subtle, but this is the pleasure of driving this Vanquish. It's not electronics ruling your life. And don't forget, this car, the only electronic safety system you have is traction control.
What's your views on... I'm not including Aston Martin in this, because it's it affects all car manufacturers these days. What's your views on modern driver aids? There's a pause. Wait for it.
Do you know, I think busy roads, lots of distractions, pretty rubbish surfaces at times, and cars are just getting so powerful. And I'm not talking about Aston Martin, I'm talking about pretty run-of-the-mill cars. They're getting more powerful. And it's just so easy to forget, and you accelerate too hard out of a roundabout or something.
Well, you say cars. I mean, we're talking about the humdrum hatchback or small car. Like, I'll just use an example, the MG4, fully electric. These cars can accelerate almost at, you know, supercar speeds from a decade ago. They are probably getting too powerful for... Well, we're commuting through the town at the moment. You're only going to need someone a bit lively on the foot, and off you go.
That's all it would take. You're exactly right. Just one lack of concentration, or someone, dare I say it, trying to show off,
yeah,
and not realise the amount of power and torque that's available nowadays, it can catch you out. So manufacturers have to dial in these safety systems.
So I'm just looking... Excuse me, at the buttons here on the Vanquish, and we've obviously got the centre start button. We've got the sport button, which is on. So we've got this one called WSP and ASM. So what are these about?
Right, so at the moment, have you noticed I'm using the paddles to change gear?
Yes.
And that's called SSM. So select, shift, manual. So I'm selecting the gear I want to be in.
Yeah.
However, it won't let me stall the car. If I forget to change down, it will change down for me, and when I come to a halt, it won't stall, it will actually open the clutch. So, but I'm choosing the gear I want. But because it's controlled by electronics, we could actually let the computer do it as well.
Okay.
And this is ASM, automated shift manual. So this is where the computer would say, right, you're doing this speed with this throttle opening, I think you should be in second gear or third gear.
And it will do it.
It will do it. Primarily for driving around town.
Yeah.
Because you've got this light throttle. Remember we said if you've got a firmer throttle, you need that modulation to make smooth shifts.
Yeah.
And WSP, wheel slip protection. So this car, as I alluded to just now, all it has is traction control. Good old-fashioned traction control. So that detects when one back wheel is spinning faster than the other, or both back wheels are spinning faster than the front wheels. And if it detects that, it can actually reduce engine power and apply the relevant brake if need be. However, this engine, the 6-litre V12, very powerful.
Yeah.
And if you're not careful, if you're driving in the higher rev band, you've got higher torque, and you're driving on snow and ice, that's quite a dangerous situation. So WSP, it actually reduces engine power and keeps the revs down to about 3,000 RPM.
Okay, I'm with you.
Yeah. But what we found was, so primarily designed snow and ice, those kind of conditions. But when we're doing driving events, especially out of country houses with gravel drives, complete stranger gets in the car and wants to give it too much throttle, you'll start to spin the wheels up as it's fighting the traction control. So we used to start with WSP on. Then you get a smooth takeoff on a gravel drive, and once they're used to the car, turn it off and they're back into normal driving. So yeah, it's quite useful.
Now, here's the thing. So someone's listening to this, you think, you know, I want one of those Newport Pagnell Vanquishes. And they go, perhaps they go outside at the normal Aston Martin dealership network, if you like, and they pick one of these up. How can they today master or learn how to drive a Vanquish? How can they do that now?
This was always going to be our problem. When I wrote the driving guide for the dealer network, when this car was first introduced, we got a driving guide today. What are we going to do in future when two scenarios, the dealers leave and new dealers come in and they forget to do the training on it?
Yeah.
Or the car goes out of the Aston Martin dealer network and goes to a private second-hand and car dealership. And do you agree, if you understand the car, the car is beautiful. If you don't understand it, you get the nodding dog.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So this is why I'm working with Steve Waddingham, and I think it'd be good if the Heritage Trust reissues this driving guide. I hope so, because I think it's so unfair if they get a bad press, because the car is awesome to drive. It's at the sound. It's as I said earlier, you know, power, beauty, soul. This is the soul of the car.
Yeah, yeah.
I think the other interesting thing as well, as part of my remit when I worked for Aston Martin, I actually wrote driving guides for Sport Shift 1, Sport Shift 2 and Sport Shift 3. So I think we could publish those as well. It might be useful.
I think it would be useful, and we need to just get out there and let the Aston Martin network, the independent network, know that this information is available, because it's in their interest to find this out. I think, so we got the chase car here. He's just opened the door, and I think he nearly lost his door then. I think we'll be taken off. So what we're going to do, while we pause, they're doing some camera work. The cameras are coming on or off the car, and we'll be back in a moment.
So we brought the car to a halt. The car is in first gear and the clutch is open. So if I can either turn the ignition off now, or I can select neutral, turn off the ignition. I'll put the handbrake on.
Yeah?
Yeah. What's happened now is the car is now self-selected first gear.
Right.
And the clutch is closed.
Yeah.
So it's locked the drive line.
Yeah.
Now, that's fine. But what happens if you want to push the car around the garage? You might want to leave it in neutral.
Yeah.
So I'll just turn the engine back on again. So I'm in first gear.
Back in first gear.
If I was going to turn it all off, we keep in first gear and the clutch closed.
Yeah.
But I want to keep it in neutral.
Yes.
So I select neutral twice. Turn the engine off.
So.
And it's now a roll. That's a warning tone.
That's a warning tone. Yeah. Okay. So the car is in neutral while it's parked, and if you want to just manoeuvre it around in the garage, you can.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it defaults to a locked mode, a transmission locked mode.
In first.
In first.
However, if you're on an incline, you might want to lock it in reverse.
Oh. How do we do that, Les?
So neutral. Start the engine.
Start the engine again.
So I've arrived. I'm in first gear. Brought the car to a halt. All I do is select reverse twice. One, two. Turn it off. And now in reverse.
Isn't that fascinating? Because in my car, whenever I park on an incline, I put it in first or reverse.
Yeah.
It just, I'm sure a car's fine. It's just me being me. So, again, in this, you think, well, how do you do that?
It's all in the driving guide.
It's all in the driving guide.
Yes.
Fantastic.
And these little things that just...
And not only is it in the driving guide, it's on the AMHT podcast.
It is now.
Discover more about the story of Aston Martin. The cars, the people, the history. With the Aston Martin Heritage Trust. You're always welcome to visit us at our museum in Oxfordshire. So find out more via amht.org.uk.